Now, the rest of the story. The children's book, Mamdy, by author Julia Wells Edwards, is dedicated thus, and I quote, "For Jenny, because I promised." Now, that book was inspired by and written for her, for Jenny, the author's 11-year-old stepdaughter. In fact, Julia Wells Edwards would never have had a career as a children's author had it not been for a very special promise made to Jenny. See, when Julia remarried, she became a new mommy to two growing youngsters, Jeff and Jenny. From her own first marriage, she brought along one daughter, Emma. So now at once there are three little ones in Julia's life. Predictably, Jeff and Jenny, her new stepchildren, were reluctant to behave. And Julia had been prepared more or less, had rather expected the two to challenge her authority. But the alternative to asserting herself was to let Jeff and Jenny simply grow up wild, and Julia was not about to do that. So the new mommy developed a system for encouraging her youngsters' obedience. What she did was insist that failure to obey would be followed by some kind of forfeit. That if the children did not wash their hands or clean their rooms or whatever, they would be punished by having to give up something, give up some privilege, some possession. But then one day Jenny, she was 11, Jenny spoke up. "What about you?" she demanded. "Shouldn't you have to give up something too?" Well, Julia was astonished and asked what the little girl meant, and Jenny reminded her that sometimes Julia got angry, and sometimes when she was angry, she said naughty words, words that Julia would never permit her children to say. The new mommy was appropriately embarrassed, and she promised that if she ever again said a bad word in front of her little one, she, Julia, would pay a forfeit. And it was Jenny herself who prescribed what that forfeit should be. If Julia got caught, she would have to write Jenny a story. Julia smiled and agreed and got caught. So, humbly, dutifully, she sat down to write a story for Jenny, a story about a brave and resourceful little orphan girl who longed to explore beyond the orphanage walls and to discover a place all her own. And all the while she was writing, Julia kept darling little Jenny in mind, and before Julia knew it, the story, written in longhand, grew longer and longer until it swept Julia away with it. And the result was a full-fledged children's book called Mamdy. Well, Jenny treasured it, encouraged by the entire family. She sent the book to publisher Harper & Row. Suddenly, there was a new and successful children's author in the literary world. Julia's second book, the last of the really great Whang Doodles, was equally charming, equally successful. It is rumored, and plausibly so, that Julia Wells Edwards is currently working on a third book, although working would hardly be the word. For what began as a forfeit quickly became fun, and eventually welcome refuge from the trial and tedium of every day. A happy escape across an invisible bridge to a rainbow-colored kingdom called Whang Doodle Land. Now, you know that children's author. Oh, yes, you do. You've seen many times her maiden name, Julia Wells, on her books. Maybe until now you didn't know that she's married to Hollywood producer Blake Edwards. And maybe until now you didn't know that she is also the actress Julie Andrews? Julie Andrews. Now you know the rest of the story.